Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
As you were hearing there in the bulletin, Israel has agreed to a series of humanitarian pauses in Gaza to allow for the vaccination of children against polio, according to the World Health Organization. The campaign is going to start on Sunday. It aims to vaccinate around 640,000 children. And the agreement comes days after UN officials said a 10-month-old baby had been partially paralysed after contracting Gaza's first case of polio in 25 years. Well, for the latest, we're joined by special correspondent with PBS NewsHour, Leila Molana Allen. Leila, thank you for joining us this morning. Given the bombed out state of Gaza, will it be possible to vaccinate over 600,000 children during this short humanitarian pause?
This is an appalling challenge that these UN officials face. We're talking about the incredible difficulty of moving through areas which have been sliced up essentially by the IDF into different sections. Their airstrikes constantly. Now, yes, they're going to have these humanitarian pauses and they'll have them in different areas so they can do south one, the center one, the out the other day. But Netanyahu, Prime Minister, very clear.
We have difficulties there with Leila's line. We might try and fix that. We'll go to a break and we'll fix Leila's line and try and come back to her in a moment.
Text 51551. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, still to come in this hour, we're going to have a guide on what to watch on TV and at the cinema in September. And it's a great time to do that because September is when all of the really good stuff comes out. And The Gathering will be with us as well. They'll be chewing the fat over the week that was. Back now, though, to Leila Molana Allen, who we were speaking to about that polio vaccination plan in Gaza. And Leila, you were telling us how it will work. Different areas will be open at different times, so there will be a window to get the vaccinations done, and then the teams will move on to the next place. Is that how it will work?
It is, but what's really important here is that Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, has made clear that this is not a ceasefire. There are just going to be windows each day for 3 days. So we're talking 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. each day in which these crews can move around and try and vaccinate approximately 200,000 children per day. Now, the positive part is that there's already over a million polio vaccine doses in Gaza right now. They've been some more. Each child needs two, and then they get more in another month. But just moving around this territory is wildly difficult and dangerous. A few days ago, we saw the WFP saying that they have ceased operations in Gaza because they're shot at. Okay. They want to move food around. So this isn't going to be an easy challenge.
Okay, Leila, your line is holding up, but we still have a couple of problems with it. But what I do really want to know here is whether other items will be allowed in during these pauses. So as you say, 8 to 3, will that area during that time where the vaccinations are happening, will they be able to get access to food and other medicines at the same time?
There are no plans to bring in anything extra beyond what's already allowed in, which is a very limited amount of aid allowed in across the board, not being given any additional support, just those polio vaccines. And actually to stop polio, which hasn't been seen in Gaza for 25 years, is to fix the infrastructure. There has been so much damage to water and sanitation systems, and contaminated water is how polio is carried, that it doesn't matter if they manage to get some of these kids vaccinated. The reality is those diseases are going to continue to be carried in the water. We're seeing other horrific diseases affecting children as well, things like skin conditions, like impetigo, where your skin starts to rot because of the conditions in these camps and the fact that people don't have access to clean water. These are devastating diseases and much more needs to be done.
I suppose one thing this illustrates is that the key requirement, Leila, for a ceasefire is political will on both sides, that it can be done when the will is there. So is there any way that the United States and others can use this agreement as a building block for a longer ceasefire?
It seems highly unlikely. The reality of this pause in fighting, as I say, the Israeli government has been very clear, this is in no way a ceasefire or even the beginning of a ceasefire. There are two issues here. Firstly, we saw this 10-month-old baby become partially paralyzed from polio a few days ago. That obviously has struck outrage around the world, which is why the Israeli government has had to respond and agree to this. Secondly, the IDF has an interest here because they don't want their soldiers getting polio as they operate within Gaza. So this is a very specific case. The reality is is at the moment, there just isn't the political will for this ceasefire. We've seen more failed talks yet again. We're at nearly a year of war in Gaza, and in a month we're going to be seeing the anniversaries of the October 7th attack. So all the focus will be on that and the hostages. Right now, without a further agreement from Israel being willing to move on some of the issues in those ceasefire talks, which are mainly in the most immediate terms, being willing to pull troops out of some areas and being willing to give up access to the Netzarim corridor in the center of Gaza and the Philadelphia corridor in the south of Gaza, where it borders Egypt. They want security control of that. Hamas will not agree to that, and they also want civilians to be able to go home. That is the crux right now of these talks before we can even get on to the future and the rebuilding of Gaza, which could take a decade at this stage.
And just as you describe all of that, it is almost impossible to imagine that this vaccination attempt will be successful, that 640,000 children will be vaccinated in this way, you know, with these short pauses, with different geographical locations being carved out. Is the World Health Organization confident that it can be done?
They're saying they're confident. They have to say that, don't they? Because they've worked so hard to negotiate this. They will do their very best. They have a huge amount of experience vaccinating children in war zones. But as I say, it's likely they're going to need more time. And secondly, it's really just the tip of the iceberg. These children also, it's incredibly difficult to track where they even are, right? Because half of Gaza's population are children, over a million people. They're fleeing across the country. It's almost impossible for people to know exactly who's been vaccinated, to have these children registered. Many are sheltering in schools which are currently being bombed. We've seen 22 attacks on schools where people are sheltering in just the last 2 months. So they're constantly fleeing. So the likelihood of being able to chart and vaccinate all these children within 3 days just seems an almost impossible feat.
Leila, thank you very much. And thanks for bearing with us as we tried to get a handle on that line there. That's Leila Molana Allen.